You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Saram, dear listeners, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. Well, till now you heard the segment Morning Glory hosted by Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and I hope you all have enjoyed it. And this is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. Well, as you all know, in this segment, we try to capture the various service activities that Swami's devotees and his students are undertaking in and around the world. Today, dear listeners, in this segment, which will be till 12:30 from now, before Prem and Arvind join you all for today's afternoon satsang, I'll be playing for you some of the experiences that the devotees from the state of Rajasthan who have come here to Prashant Nilayam for doing Prashanti Seva have shared with us. So that's in a while from now. In fact, before that, I'll be playing for you a few clips of Bhagwan's Divine Discourse where Bhagwan will be talking to us about selfless service. Well, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, who is the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, bringing you Bhagwan's divine message of selfless service and sacrifice and his love. Well, dear listeners, today, as always, I am accompanied by Brother Sunil, who is the audio engineer, and he'll be helping me in playing the various files for today. To begin with, let me give you a brief weather update of Prashant Nilayam today. In fact, from last 1 week or so, it has been raining almost every day here at the ashram. It's not heavy downpour, it's slight drizzles, and almost throughout the day it's cloudy. So the weather here in the ashram is quite pleasant and cool. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in the studio is 2 minutes past 11 o'clock, and as I said, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. As always, to begin with, I'll be playing for you a bhajan from the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. So let's, at the very outset, listen to a bhajan, Sai Bhajan.
Shri Ramam
Rata Smaranam
Dear listeners, so that was a bhajan on Lord Rama, Pratha Smaranam Shri Ramam, and it was sung by Brother Sai Krishna, and it is from the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. To know about the various Sai Blossom products, please log into the website saiblossom.org. Well, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. And this broadcast is coming to you live from the holy and blessed hamlet Puttaparthi, the spiritual capital of the entire universe, the abode of highest peace. Well, dear listeners, Bhagwan Baba has often said on service that service is the highest spiritual exercise. For God Himself takes human form and comes down to serve mankind and lead to the ideals that mankind has ignored. The very purpose of human birth itself is to do seva. It is for serving others till the last breath that this noble life is given to us. Swami has said that we must try to find out the nature of suffering undergone by our brethren and make efforts to remove it and afford relief to the best of our ability and capacity. Only then will God become the resident of our heart. Service, seva, is one of the three wings of the Sri Sakti Sai Seva organization, the other two being spiritual and education wings. Bhagwan in every message and discourse has conveyed the importance of serving others and expressing the joy and happiness that one derives through the act of serving others. Therefore, the purpose of the wing, that is a service wing, is to serve selflessly and silently with a feeling of oneness toward every individual, community and humanity and to offer every act to God. Swami has said that there are 5 qualifications for selfless service. First one is a pure heart. Then comes intention of charity. The third one is love. Fourth being selflessness, and the fifth is attitude. Well, there are about 150,000 plus Sevadal volunteers across the country, in addition to 75,000 registered Sai youth. Equivalent to the population of a small nation, the team believes that the biggest changes are brought about in the smallest groups. They go about making a difference, changing people's attitude, heart, and course of lives for the better through their dedication and love for Bhagwan. Well, 2 aspects define the service activities for the state organization. One is the Prashanti Seva, rendered by Sevadals at Prashanti Nilayam, and the second is the service done by them in their respective states. So, in this segment, Service, Love in Action, we try to capture the different activities done by Swami students and his devotees everywhere. That is, also the Prashanti Seva, in which the Sevadals from all around India come to Prashanti Nilayam for rendering Seva, and also the second aspect of service, that is, the service undertaken by Swami's devotees in their own place at whatever capacity they can. So, in this month, from 1st of July to 15th of July, the Sevadal contingent who have come here were from the Indian state of Rajasthan, and also few Sevadals from the Indian state of Kerala. So, from both North Indian state of Rajasthan and from South Indian state of Kerala. In fact, dear listeners, if you are there with me, last week I had played for you a recorded conversation with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of North Indian state of Rajasthan, with Mr. Jay Singh, and he had given us an overview of the different service activities that the Swami's devotees have been undertaking in the state of Rajasthan. Today, after a while, in today's segment, I'll be playing for you few conversation with the Sevadals of the state of Rajasthan, in which they will be sharing with us their experience of doing the Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam. In fact, few months back, I had also recorded a conversation with the state president, with the Kerala state president, Mr. Mukundan. And if you want to listen to that, you can download it from our website, radiosai.org. And he had told us about the many service activities that the devotees from the state of Kerala are undertaking. Well, dear listeners, so the conversation with the Sevadals from Rajasthan are from a while from now. So before that, I'll be playing for you few clips from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse, in which Bhagwan elaborately explains the different aspects of service and selfless service. So, well, to begin with, let me play for you a clip from the discourse delivered by Bhagwan on 22nd November in the year 1978. And in this clip, Swami talks about the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. This clip is for about 10 minutes. So let's listen to it.
Baksha sambandhamainatundi yokka bedha vipraayalalo konni yokka aadeshalalo kondari salahalalo avi kuda nu kontha varaku manam vicharinchali.
When we come to the external relationships of the service that we do, there will be differences of opinion, there will be advice given by various people. In that matter, we should also consider whatever advice and opinions have been
given. Okkoka samasthaku, okkoka samasthaku sambandhamu lekunda, ye samasthaku sambandhinchinatundi okka kartavyalu, baadhyatalu, aaya samasthaku maatrame antagattatam chaala avasaram ani kuda nu kontamandi bhavistunnaru.
Some persons are thinking that there should be no connection, no relation between one organization and another organization, and whatever good or bad that is done by one organization, that organization alone should be responsible and others.
Ante kaka mari kontha mandi nenu palana samasthaku nenu adhikarini, nenu palana samasthaku adhikarini, palani yokka samastha dwara palani yokka samastha jaragali, palani samastha dwara palani samastha jaragali ani okadaniki okati konni polikalu polchukuntu vastunnaru.
Not only that, some others think that they are heads of certain organizations, and through that organization, whatever work is done by other organizations should also be controlled, and in this manner they are creating connections between various organizations.
Anni samasthalu kudanu Satya Sai Seva Samiti dwara jaragali ani kontamandi visvasistunnaru.
Some people believe that all wings, all organizations should have their work done through the Satya Sai.
Nijanga 10,000 mandi ఈ సమావేశంలో పాల్గొన్నప్పటికీ సత్యసాయి యొక్క సంస్థల యొక్క అంతరార్థాన్ని పవిత్రతను గుర్తించిన వారు చాలా తక్కువ మంది మాత్రమే కనిపిస్తున్నారు.
Truly, even if 10,000 people are participating in this particular conference, those who have really and fundamentally understood the objectives and aims of the Satya Sai organizations,
దీనికి ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణగా మీకు అందించడానికి నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను.
I am hoping to give you a small example for what I wish to say now.
Mottamata Satya Sai Seva Samiti ani nirnayam chesam.
First we decided by the name Satya Sai Seva Samiti.
Rendavadi Satya Sai Mahila Vibhagam.
A second wing has been called Satya Sai Mahila Vibhag.
Moodavadi Seva Dalam.
The third one has been named Seva Dal.
Nalugavadi Bhajana Samstha.
The fourth one is the Bhajan Samstha.
Aidavadi Balavikas.
The fifth one is the Balavikas.
Ivi aidu aidu samsthaluga manam bhavistu vastunnam.
We are regarding these five wings as five organizations.
Ivi ee samastha aaya samasthaku adhikaranni vahinchinattuga aaya samasthaku aaya samasthe adhika goppadaniga manam bhavistunnam.
We are getting the feeling that each organization is great in itself and is independent of the other organization.
ఇది ఒకదానితో ఒకటి సంబంధం లేనట్టుగా మనం నిరూపిస్తూ ఉన్నాము.
We are also expressing the view that one is not connected with the other.
ఇది చాలా పొరపాటు.
This is very wrong.
ఇది అన్నింటికీ అనుబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అంతర్ సంబంధం అనేటువంటిది ఒకటి ఉన్నది.
There is something which can be described as a connection, as an internal relationship between all these five.
ఈ అంతర్ సంబంధం అనేటువంటిది అందరికి అది గోచరం కాదు.
This internal relationship is not manifest.
అందరూ అర్థం చేసుకోనలేరు.
All cannot understand.
దీనికి ఒక స్వరూపం లేదు.
It has no particular form.
దీనికి మరొక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ.
There is one other example for this.
దారిలో నీవు నడుస్తూ ఉంటావు.
You are walking along a path.
చాలా ఎత్తులో ఉండేటువంటి కన్నులు ఆ దారిలో ఉన్న ముళ్ళును చూస్తుంది.
ది ఐస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ హైట్ సైట్ ఎ థార్న్ ఆన్ ది పాత్.
క్రింద ఉన్నటువంటి కారు ఆ ముళ్ళును దాటుకుంటుంది.
ది ఫుట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డౌన్ బిలో విల్ పాస్ ది థార్న్.
కానీ కన్నులు ఉన్నది పైన, కాళ్ళు ఉన్నది క్రింద. ది కన్నులు ఏమైనా కాళ్ళకి ఏమైనా ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ పంపించిందా?
The eyes are at a height. The feet are on the ground. Have the eyes sent any information to the feet?
Kani veeti veeti sthanamulu chuste pratyekinchinatundi sthanalaga untundayi. Kani rentintiki ni antar sambandham anetundi okati untundali. Kariki mullu kurchukunte kannu enduku yetchali?
When we look at these two things, they appear as if they are two different components. What is the connection? There is an internal connection between these two.
Kari baada kuda nu kannuku untundali.
When the thorn hurts your foot, why do the eyes create tears? The harm caused to the foot does cause tears in the eyes.
Antar bahichata sarvavyapya narayana. ఈ నారాయణత్వం అనేటువంటిది, ఈశ్వరత్వం అనేటువంటిది దేహ సర్వత్రా వ్యాపించి ఉండటం చేత ఏ అంగమునకు ఏ యొక్క భాగమునకు ఏ ప్రమాదం జరిగినప్పటికీ అన్ని భాగములు కూడాను అన్ని అంగములు కూడాను కొంతవరకు దుఃఖిస్తాయి.
This aspect of Ishvara is present in all the components of the body throughout everywhere. So, when hurt is caused to any one of the organs, all other organs also suffer because of this internal divine connection.
ఏ అంగములకు ప్రమాదము తప్పినా అన్ని అంగములు కూడాను ఆనందిస్తాయి.
If one organ escapes being hurt, all other organs also feel happy.
దీనికి ఇంకొక ఉదాహరణగా మీరు తీసుకోవచ్చు.
You can take one other example for this.
ఇది హస్తం.
This is a hand.
ఇది ఐదు వేళ్లతో కూడి ఉంటున్నది.
This hand consists of five fingers.
ఈ ఐదు వేళ్లతో కూడినటువంటి హస్తములో మొట్టమొదటిది బొటన వేలు. ఇది ఒక సంస్థ, సత్యసాయి సేవా సమితి.
In these five fingers of the hand, the first finger is the forefinger. This is one organization, the Satya Sai Seva Samiti.
ఈ చూపుడు వేలు, ఇది సత్యసాయి మహిళా విభాగము.
The next finger is the pointing finger. This is the Satya Sai Mahila Vibhag.
ఈ మహిళా విభాగంకు సేవాదళములకును రెండింటికి సన్నిహిత సంబంధాన్ని కూర్చేటువంటి సేవాదళము ఈ మధ్య భాగంలో ఉన్నటువంటి వ్రేలు.
ది మిడిల్ ఫింగర్ కెన్ బి కంపేర్డ్ టు ది సేవాదళ్ విచ్ కాజెస్ ది కనెక్షన్ బిట్వీన్ ది ఫోర్ ఫింగర్ అండ్ ది పాయింటింగ్ ఫింగర్.
ఈ మూడు సంస్థలకు కూడా ఉత్సాహాన్ని అందించి ఉల్లాసాన్ని కలిగించి భజన చేత ఉర్రూతలు ఊగింపజేసేటువంటి భజన మందిరం భజన సంస్థ నాలుగవది.
The fourth one is the Bhajan Mandali. This creates the enthusiasm and the happiness for all these organizations.
Nirmala nischala nishwarthamainatundi yokka balabalika swaroopanni dharinchinatundi ee potti di chinnadi ee balavikas.
The short finger, the little finger, the small finger is one which is pure like the children, which causes the balavikas and it gives the purity.
Ee balule bhavi bharatodharakulu.
These children are the future citizens of the world.
Deeniki inkoka vidhanga kuda nu meer yochinchavachunu evarikaina edaina mana buddhi cheppalatunte ye vreelu modalu pothundado meer yochincheskondi.
You can also look at it in a different way. If you want to chastise someone and tell him what is right, understand which finger goes first. It is the little finger.
Buddhi unda leda ante ee pilla vaadu mundu pothunnadu. Veele bhavi bharatodharakulu prapanchaniki buddhi nerpetuvanti vaaru veere.
If we want to ask the question, have you your wits about you, are you intelligent or are you foolish, then we ask with the hand showing like that. It is the children who ask such a question, the future citizens of this country.
Kanuka ee aidu samasthalu kodanu ekamainappude okka karyanni manam sadhinchadaniki veelavutundi.
It's only
okkokka velu okkokka bhajana mandalam ka okka balavikash kani okka bhajana mandalam kani okka seva dalam kani okka mahila vibhagam kani okka seva samiti kani pratyekinchi panulu cheyadaniki evariki sadhyam kadu. ఐదుగురు కూడాను ఏకమయ్యే ఈ పనులు చేయడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేయాలి.
వన్ సెపరేట్ ఫింగర్, వన్ సెపరేట్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ దెమ్ టు అచీవ్ ఎనీథింగ్. ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ ఫింగర్స్ యాక్ట్ ఇన్ కోఆర్డినేషన్ దట్ యూ కెన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎట్ ఆల్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ వన్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ టు వర్క్ ఇన్ అన్ ఐసోలేటెడ్ మేనర్ అండ్ అచీవ్ ఎనీథింగ్.
ఇక్కడ ఇంకా మరొక విషయాన్ని కూడా మీరు చక్కగా గుర్తించాలి.
యూ మస్ట్ ఆల్సో రికగ్నైజ్ వన్ అదర్ ఇష్యూ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్.
సత్యసాయి మహిళా విభాగము.
సత్యసాయి మహిళా విభాగం.
సత్యసాయి సేవా సమితి.
సత్యసాయి సేవా సమితి.
సత్యసాయి సేవాదళం.
సత్యసాయి సేవాదళం.
సత్యసాయి భజన మండలి.
సత్యసాయి భజన మండలి.
సత్యసాయి బాల వికాస్.
సత్యసాయి బాల వికాస్.
మహిళా విభాగ్, సేవా సమితి, సేవాదళ్, భజన మండలి, బాల వికాస్, ఈ ఐదు ప్రత్యేకంగా ఉంటున్నాయి కానీ ఐదింటి ఎందు సత్యసాయి ఏకంగానే ఉంటుంది. కనుక సత్యసాయి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మీరు ఏకంగా మీరు భావించినప్పుడే ఈ ఐదు సంస్థల ఎందు కూడాను ఏకమైనటువంటి యొక్క అభివృద్ధిని మీరు పొందడానికి కానీ కార్యదీక్షను సాధించడానికి కానీ ఎంతైనా అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
In all the organizations, Satya Sai is present as a common incident. And only when all the five organizations can recognize the presence of Satya Sai in all of them as the binding factor, will you be able to achieve anything worthwhile by working together and by recognizing this common principle of Satya Sai.
Saram, dear listeners, so that was a wonderful clip from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 22nd November 1978. And in this clip, as you heard, Swami talked about the various segments of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So he said that there are five segments of the Sai organization, and they are: first one, Satya Sai Seva Samiti; Satya Sai Mahila Vibhag, that is the women's wing; then the third one is Satya Sai Seva Dal; fourth one, Satya Sai Bhajan Samstha or Bhajan Mandali; and the fifth one is the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Swami said that all these segments, five segments of Swami's organization, are interconnected and related. And for this, Swami gave a beautiful analogy. Swami said it is like the different parts of a human body. When we are walking on a path, and if there is a thorn on the way, the eyes which are on the top of the human body see the thorn, and the foot which is at the bottom of the human body avoids the thorn. Now how did the eyes give a connection, give a signal to the foot? Because the eye and the feet are interconnected. The whole body is interconnected. In fact, once long back, a devotee asked Swami, "Swami, it is said that the study of man is study of mankind is man. So for this, Swami explained that when we are going on a path, and if a thorn pricks the foot, the hand immediately comes to the rescue and removes the thorn. Now, what makes the hand remove the thorn? It is because when the thorn pricks the foot, the hand also feels the pain. In the same way, the eyes see the thorn and because of that, the foot sometimes avoids the thorn. It is because if the thorn pricks the foot, the eye also feels the pain. That's why tears roll down from the eye. So, Swami says that the aspect of Ishvara, that is the divinity, is present in all the components of the body. So, when hurt is caused to any one organ of the body, all other organs suffer. In fact, if any one of the organs of the body escapes any hurt, all the other organs feel happy. So in the same way, Swami says that the five different segments of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization are interconnected. In fact, the entire world, Swami says, is one body. So if there is a suffering caused in one part of the world, all the other parts of the world should come together and help wherever there is a tragedy or accident. Further in the clip, Swami gave another analogy in which Swami says that all the five segments of the Sai organization are interconnected. In that, the second analogy that Swami gave was that of the five fingers of the human body, of the hand. So Swami said that the five fingers of the hand are like the five parts of the organization. Only when the five fingers come together, only then we can accomplish a work successfully. In fact, Swami also said that in the five segments of the Sai organization, that is the Satya Sai Seva Samiti, Satya Sai Mahila Vipag, Satya Sai Seva Dal, Satya Sai Bhajan Mandali, and Satya Sai Bhal Vikas, in all the five segments, what is common is the word Satya Sai. So divinity is present in all the five segments, and so Swami emphatically explained that all five segments of the Sai organization should come together and work in unison. So dear listeners, as we further go in the segment, let me play for you one more clip from the same divine discourse which Swami delivered in the year 1978, and in this Swami further said about selfless service. So let's listen to this small clip, which is about 5 minutes long.
Satya Sai Seva Dal. Ee peruku taginatunte arthanni mottamata gurtinchali.
The first thing we should do is to recognize the meaning which is appropriate to Satya Sai Seva Dal.
Idi oka pushpam.
Petals on this flower.
Anni dalamulu cheri okka daggara cheri untunnayi.
All the petals of this flower join together in one place.
Kanaka meeru evaru? Dalamulu. Satya Sai Seva Dalamu. సేవలు చేసేటువంటి దళములు.
హు ఆర్ యూ? యూ ఆర్ సత్యసాయి సేవా దళ్. యూ ఆర్ కంపేరబుల్ టు ది సెపరేట్ పెటల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫ్లవర్.
ఈ దళము అంతా కూడా నువ్వు సత్యసాయిలో ఏకమైపోవాలి.
ఆల్ దిస్ గ్రూప్, ఆల్ ది మెంబర్స్ లైక్ ది పెటల్స్ బికమ్ వన్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్.
సత్యసాయిలో ఏకమైపోవాలంటే సత్యసాయి యొక్క ఆశయాలను, సత్యసాయి యొక్క అభిష్టాలను, సత్యసాయి యొక్క పవిత్రమైన యొక్క ఆదర్శాలను మనము ఏకంగా చేసుకున్నప్పుడే ఈ సేవాదళం కూడాను సార్థకమనేటువంటి రీతిగా రూపొందుతుంది. ఇక్కడ నుంచి ఈ ఆశయాల నుంచి దూరం అయిపోయిందంటే ఈ రేఖలు వేరైపోతాయి.
When it is said that you should all become one with Satya Sai, we should interpret it by saying you should become one with the ideals of Satya Sai, one with the sacred example which Sathya Sai sets. But if you become distant from the ideals and from the example of Sathya Sai, you will drop like the separate petals.
Kanuka mee aashayalanu maatrame meeru lakshyam nandunchukunnappudu Sathya Sai tho sambandhame undadu.
If you have as your ideals your own thoughts and your own example,
Sathya Sai aashayalu kodanu ati pavitramainatuvi.
The ideals of Sathya Sai are also very sacred.
లోకస్తమస్త సుఖినో భవంతు, సర్వులు క్షేమంగా ఉంటుండాలి, సర్వులు ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవించాలి, సర్వులు సుఖజీవితాన్ని అనుభవించాలి అనేటువంటి యొక్క ఆశయమే సత్యసాయి యొక్క ఆశయం.
ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ, ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ బ్లిస్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఐడియల్ ఆఫ్ సత్యసాయి.
కనుక ఇక్కడ మనము ఏ విధమైనటువంటి భేదభావములకు చోటివ్వక, అహంకార అసూయలకు స్థానమునివ్వక, పవిత్రమైన భావం చేత ఏకోన్ముఖులైపోయి ఒక్క తల్లి బిడ్డల వలె మనం అనుభవించినప్పుడే ఇందులో ఉన్నటువంటి ఆనందాన్ని మనము ఆరగించడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
Without giving room to any differences of opinion and getting rid of ego and jealousy, when we work with one thought like the children of one mother, then only you will be able to enjoy the bliss that comes out of service.
ఇక్కడ ఒక తల్లి బిడ్డలు అనుకోవటంలో కూడా కొంతవరకు భేదాభిప్రాయాలు ఏర్పడతాయి.
Here, in regarding that you are the children of one mother, there is room for a possibility of some difference.
ఏకోహం బహుశ్యాం, ఒక్క ఆత్మ స్వరూపులుగానే ఉంటుంది అనేకంగా కనిపిస్తున్నారు.
ఏకోహం బహుశ్యాం, being having one form of atma, you are appearing only for the sake of appearance.
ఏకం సత్విప్రా భౌదా వదంతి, ఒకే పదార్థాన్ని అనేక మంది అనేకంగా చూచినట్టుగా ఒకే ఆత్మస్వరూపమైన దివ్యత్వాన్ని అనేక రూపనామములుగా మనం చూస్తున్నాము.
లైక్ మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ సీ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్, వీఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ ఇన్ సో మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్.
దీనిని ఈ అమెరికన్స్ అంతా కూడాను దీని వాటర్ అంటారు. ఇందులో ఉన్న పదార్థాన్ని,
వాట్ ఈస్ కంటెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ టంబ్లర్ ఈస్ రిఫర్డ్ టు బై దోస్ హూ స్పీక్ ది ఇంగ్లీష్ లాంగ్వేజ్ యాజ్ వాటర్.
ఉత్తరప్రదేశం వారు దీని పానీ అంటున్నారు.
దోస్ హూ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఉత్తరప్రదేశ్ కాల్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ పానీ.
మెడ్రాస్ తమిళ స్టేట్ వాళ్ళు దీనిని తన్ని అంటున్నారు.
దోస్ హూ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది మెడ్రాస్ స్టేట్ కాల్ దిస్ తన్ని.
సంస్కృతం వారు వారి అంటున్నారు.
దోస్ హూ వాంట్ టు యూజ్ సాంస్క్రిట్ కాల్ ఇట్ వారి.
తెలుగు వారు నీరు అంటున్నారు.
ది తెలుగు స్పీకింగ్ పీపుల్ సే నీరు.
ఇన్ని పేర్లు చెప్తున్నారు కానీ ఈ పదార్థాన్ని మార్చలేదు కదా.
So many names are being used, but they cannot change the material.
Adhe vidhamgane ekam satvipra bahudha vadanti, unna okke satyanni aneka mandi aneka reetuluga cheptu vacharu.
In the same manner, truth is only one, the one truth that exists. Many people have been describing it with many different names.
Kanuka manam andaru kudanu atma swarupulugane bhavinchukotamlo etti bhedamulu kudanu avakasam lekunda untuntadi.
Thus, in the context of our regarding ourselves as different forms of one Atma, there can be no room for any difference at all.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఏకత్వం లోపల భిన్నత్వాన్ని మనం ఏమాత్రం కూడా వేరు చేయక భిన్నత్వంలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఏకత్వాన్ని మాత్రమే గ్రహించేటువంటి ప్రయత్నానికి మనము సేవాదానం వారు కొంతవరకును ముందంజ వేయాలి.
In this context of oneness of all humanity, the members of Sevadal should not do anything which will introduce any kind of diversity in this oneness. They should do all to promote this oneness and unity.
So as you heard, dear listeners, in this clip, Swami talks about the Sri Sathya Sai Sevadal. Swami says that Sevadals are like petals of a flower. If we want to offer a beautiful flower at the lotus feet of the Lord, then all the petals should come together to form the flower. In the same way, Swami compares Sevadals to be the petals of the flower. So all the Sevadals should come together and only then they can form a beautiful flower and offer it to the Lord. Further in the clip, Swami said that Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. That is, there is only one Atma in everybody. And for this, as you heard, Swami gave the analogy of water. So Americans call it water, Tamilians call it Thanni, and people from UP call it Pani, but water is one and the same. In the same way, Swami said that the Sevadas should see the oneness in all and serve like this, serve with the attitude of oneness and feeling of oneness. So the array of opportunities for selfless service that the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization makes available to the Sevadal is just mind-boggling. Few of the service activities that the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization gives opportunities is like Narayan Seva, medical camps, service to the elderly, special service at trance and leprosy wards, then organizing scribes for the visually challenged, maintaining order during festivals, educating the slum dwellers, then blood donation camps, organizing blood donors, distribution of prosthetics to the physically challenged, then a skill training to the women from weaker sections of society, then providing safe drinking water for small rural hamlets are just one of the few of the noteworthy avenues for the Sri Satya Sai Sevadal to serve the society. Well, dear listeners, the jewel in the crown of all this is the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, that is the SSSVIP as it is commonly called. This is a rare opportunity of serving the rural poor through a systematic and integrated approach in the areas of Medicare, social care, educare, agri care, individual care, employment care, and spiritual care. So there are 7 core areas of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, which was started in the year 2007 and 2008, when Swami emphatically declared about the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program when he gave a divine discourse in the year 2007 during the occasion of Ugadi, that is the Telugu New Year. So the SSVIP program was formulated after a primary survey which was conducted in the 113 villages of the East Godavari district in Andhra Pradesh, where an extensive list of problems afflicted different aspects of the tribal population was prepared. So this problem complex formed the basis for formulating the core areas of activity and proposed objectives under each core area. The areas of activity were formulated with an aim of bringing about holistic transformation of individual lives and community living by attacking the root cause of the persistent problems. Well, dear listeners, earlier the Grama Seva was very popular, which Swami had started in the year 2000. In Grama Seva, the whole village is served. But in SSVIP, the service starts from individual care. The aim of SSVIP is the holistic development of the village, and the service is rendered to the individual. What is believed is when the individual come up, the whole family comes up, and which results in the development of the whole village. Well, in Tamil Nadu, when the tsunami tide struck the Indian coast, washing away hope more than it washed away houses, it ruined as many lives as it took. But members of the Sai organization in Tamil Nadu rushed to the affected areas, reaching out to people as lighthouses to minds lost in the wild seas of sorrow. Hundreds of Sevadal volunteers organized themselves into teams and fanned out into different areas where damage had been caused. Well, this is one of the outstanding example that the Sri Satya Sai Sevadal have, where the Sri Satya Sai Sevadal have rendered service to their capacity. At other times, medical services to people living in urban slums, including administration of first aid, treatment of acute and chronic conditions, and eye care, including cataract operations, as also the provision of eyeglasses have been undertaken. Well, in each state, the service wing identifies the needy communities of the society and conducts activities accordingly. So this is one aspect of service where the devotees take part in various service activities in their respective area. The second aspect of service is the Prashanti Seva, where devotees from all over India come to Prashanti Nilayam every fortnight from different states of India. They keep coming and they render Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. The Sevadals are everywhere in Ashram, right from Saikulant Hall to shopping complex to canteens to Swami's hospital. Everywhere they are present with a scarf on their neck and with Sai Ram on their lips. So the devotees, the Sevadal contingent who had come here to Prashanti Nilayam in the month of July for the first fortnight of the month of July, that is starting from 1st of July to 15th of July, were from the North Indian state of Rajasthan and also from the South Indian state of Kerala. So if you are there with me, dear listeners, last week I had played for you the conversation that I had recorded with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the state of Rajasthan, Mr. Jay Singh, and he had given the accounts of the different service activities that the Swami's devotees are undertaking at Rajasthan. So today you will be listening now to few experiences of the Sevadals of the state of Rajasthan. Well, dear listeners, the humble devotees of Rajasthan who had come here for Prashanti Seva are more fluent in the Indian language, Hindi. So they spoke to us in Hindi, and right now you'll be listening to their conversation with the radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, which he had recorded a week back, and the conversation is in Hindi, and after listening to the conversation I will summarize it in English. First let's listen to Mr. Mangelal, one of the Sevadal, sharing his experiences of being a part of the Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam. So let's listen to it.
Sai Ram Mangelal ji, Radio Sai mein aapka bahut bahut swagat hai.
Sai.
आप राजस्थान से आए हैं, आप हमें बताएंगे आप राजस्थान में किस गांव से और किस जिले से आए हैं?
हम राजस्थान में रहते हैं, चित्तौड़ जिला है हमारा और उनके पास में है ओसरी गांव।
ओसरी गांव, अच्छा। आप सेवा दल में आते रहे हैं, ये पहली बार नहीं है?
नहीं नहीं, सेवा दल में हमारे को आते रहे, 18 साल करीबन हो गया होगा। हमारे को कौन परिचय कराया यहाँ? जय सिंह जी सक्तावर साहब, डॉक्टर साहब ने।
अच्छा,
वे लाया हमारे को। जितना तक हम आ रहे हैं
तो क्यों आते हैं आप हर साल 18 साल से, बार बार क्यों सेवा में आते हैं?
देखो, हमारे को कोई न कोई लाभ मिला हुआ तब हम सेवा में आते हैं। प्रेम मिला, सुख शांति मिली, इसीलिए हम आते हैं।
बहुत अच्छा बोला आपने।
बाबा हमारे को हर साल बुला रहे हैं तो हम आ रहे हैं।
क्या सेवा कर रहे हैं आप आजकल
यहाँ? हमारे को पहली शुरू में आए थी, गैस गोदाम पे भी ले गए हमारे।
अच्छा।
और बाद में प्रेस में भी ले गए। 8 साल प्रेस में भी ड्यूटी दी हमने।
प्रेस में?
हाँ, वहाँ भी सेवा की।
अच्छा।
और अब के साल हमारे को हॉस्पिटल में रख।
कौन से वाले, जनरल में या सुपर में है?
जनरल हॉस्पिटल में।
क्या सेवा कर रहे हैं आप जनरल हॉस्पिटल में?
जो मरीज आते हैं उनको डॉक्टर के पास
लेके जाते,
पर्चा बनाते हुए डॉक्टर लोग लेन में बैठाते हैं।
आपने कहा आपको बहुत प्रेम मिला, सुख शांति मिली।
बहुत शांति मिली, बहुत प्रेम मिला, इसीलिए हम यहाँ आ रहे हैं।
ये सुनकर तो बहुत ही अच्छा लगा।
बहुत अच्छा लगा।
भगवान बाबा के बारे में आपको इतने साल पहले इतनी दूर के एक छोटे से गांव में कैसे पता चला, जबकि बाबा आंध्र प्रदेश के एक छोटे से गांव में रहते थे और आप राजस्थान की इतनी दूर जगह में एक छोटे से गांव में रहते थे, आपका मिलाप कैसे हुआ?
ये हमारे डॉक्टर साहब है, जय सिंह जी सरदार
जी,
उसने बुलाया हमारे को।
अच्छा।
उसने बोला कि वहाँ एक भगवान पैदा हुआ, उतार लिया है और तुम भी चलो। तो हम भी आए तो हमको अच्छा लगा, प्रेम बढ़ा और सुख शांति मिली, तो हम हर साल आ रहे हैं। बाबा बुला रहे जो आ रहे हैं
और आते रहेंगे।
हाँ।
आपके परिवार वालों को इस बात से कोई आपत्ति तो नहीं है, हर साल उठ के आप निकल पड़ते हैं पुट पड़ते?
कोई आपत्ति नहीं है, सुख शांति रहती है
घर में,
घर में सुख शांति रहती है और बाल बच्चे भी खुश रहते हैं। और बाल बच्चे हमारे फोन करता रहता है, छोटी बच्ची जी फोन करती रहती, दादाजी खाना लाऊं क्या? मैं यूं यही मिल रहा आप बाबा के यही आराम से।
बहुत ही अच्छा लगा आपसे जुड़ के। आपको मुश्किल नहीं लगता? यहाँ के लोगों की भाषा अलग है, वेशभूषा अलग है, आप एक इतने दूर के प्रांत से आए और यहां आके आप ऐसे काम कर रहे हो जैसे कि ये आपका घर हो और आपका ये इतने लगन से आप काम करते हैं एक नई जगह में। ज्यादातर लोग कहीं दूसरी जगह जाएं जहां पे दक्षिण भारत की कोई भाषा बोल रहे हो जिस जो आपको आती नहीं है, मगर आपको देख के तो ऐसा लगता है जैसे आप अपने घर में हो।
हमारे को ऐसे लगता है जहां हमारे यही गांव ही यही है और घर यही है, ऐसा लगता है हमारे को।
हां जी,
ऐसा प्रेम अच्छा लगता है।
ऐसा तो सबका ही अनुभव है, पुटपर्ती आके वो सारा भेदभाव जात प्रात सब भूल जाते हैं।
सब भूल जाते हैं।
हाँ जी, बहुत अच्छा लगा हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
बहुत अच्छा लगा। और
आप कुछ और बताना चाहेंगे?
और हम वहाँ आने के बाद में नारायण सेवा भी करते हैं।
अच्छा, आपके गाँव में?
हाँ, हमारे गाँव में
जी।
और प्यो भी लगा रखी है।
अच्छा, पानी पीने के लिए?
पानी पीने के लिए।
वो तो बहुत ही गर्म इलाका है, पानी तो बहुत ही अच्छा पुण्य का काम है पानी पिलाना।
और हमारे यहाँ कपड़े देते हैं बच्चे को, छोटे छोटे बच्चे को ड्रेस देते हैं स्कूल में।
अच्छा,
तो एक पास में गांव है हमारे, घासबीड़ गांव बोलते हैं
जी,
उसमें हमको गोद रखे हैं उस गांव को।
आपने गोद ले रखा है?
गोद ले रखा है।
घासबीड़ गांव को?
घासबीड़ को,
घासबीड़।
तो उसमें हम प्रोग्राम भी करते हैं और बच्चों को ड्रेसों भी देते हैं कपड़ा लता, और कोई गरीब पातला है तो उनको कांवड़ भी देते हैं। कहां के बाबा की मेहरबानी है जो मिल जाती है उनको भी ना।
और आपके गांव में ऐसी सेवा होती रहती है?
होती रहती है सेवा।
बहुत अच्छा लगा। आपके यहाँ वो श्री सत्य साई विलेज इंटीग्रेटेड प्रोग्राम SSVIP भी होता होगा?
हाँ, वो प्रोग्राम हर महीने में एक बार हमारे यहाँ ओसरी करते हैं और चित्तौड़ होते रहते हैं।
अच्छा,
डॉक्टर साहब के वहाँ है, शेषानी साहब है वहाँ है, पूरी साहब है वहाँ है, हर एक जगह होता रहता है।
तो आप जब इन गांव में जाते हैं और इतने अच्छे काम करते हैं, लोग आपको गांव वाले पूछते नहीं आप लोग हो कौन, इतना अच्छा काम क्यों कर रहे हो, कहाँ से आए हो?
वो पूछता है नहीं, पूछता है जो ये साल 150 आदमी आए हमारे गांव के, फरार साल ही 150 आदमी आए।
ओ, इतने छोटे से गाँव में से इतने सारे
गाँव,
ये तो बहुत ही बड़ा नंबर है।
हाँ,
ये तो बहुत ही बड़ा आंकड़ा है, 150 लोग इस छोटे से गाँव
आया, जो यहाँ आनंद मिला, सुख मिला।
तो अगली बार और उनको लेकर आएंगे, अपने भाई बंधुओं को लेकर आएंगे। ये पहली बार सुनने में आया है कि आपको कोई पैसा नहीं दे रहा है यहाँ पे, काम करने का कोई वेतन नहीं है, और उसके बावजूद लोग कह रहे हैं हमें आने में इतना मजा आ रहा है।
आने में अच्छा मजा आ रहा, खाना फ्री मिल रहा, सेवा कर रहे हैं बाबा की, तो आनंद आनंद ही आनंद मिल रहा है।
सच में सेवा में जो आनंद है वो तो किसी और,
बहुत आनंद मिल रहा है।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। साई राम सर।
साई राम सर।
साई राम बाबा।
So, dear listeners, that was an inspiring conversation with Mr. Mangalal, who came here to Prashanthi Nilayam this month for rendering Prashanthi Seva from the East Indian state of Rajasthan. So, his Seva was from the 1st of this month to 15th of this month. So, in the conversation which you heard, which was in Hindi, Mr. Mangalal said that he is coming as Seva Dal volunteer for the past 18 years. He said that there is something special that he receives when he comes to Prashanthi Nilayam. That is abundant love and peace. Again, unless Baba calls us, we cannot come here. He is calling every year, and that's why he says he is coming. Well, during Prashanthi Seva, it seems, he has done Seva in a number of places, including the Sanatana Sarathi Press and General Hospital, Swami's General Hospital. In hospital, he used to maintain queues for patients and take them to doctors. Well, in answer to a question that how could he know about Swami staying in a small village in Rajasthan, he said that a devotee had told him many, many years back that God has taken birth in human form in Puttaparthi. And listening to this, immediately Mr. Mangalal came to Puttaparthi for having Swami's darshan, and henceforth from that day he has been coming for Prashanthi Seva to here at Prashanthi Nilayam. Well, in the conversation he further said that even though he is from north and Puttaparthi is in deep south, he feels that Prashanthi Nilayam is his own native place. Back home at his village also, it seems he is involved in lot of service activities such as Narayan Seva, setting up stalls to provide drinking water, and many more. When asked about the reaction of the villagers in from his village, when they go for seva, he says that Swami is well known in their village, and this year, that is during this month of Prashanti Seva, the first fortnight of this month, about 150 people came for seva from their one village, from his one village. And those who come here carry loads of happiness with them. So that was Mr. Mangala. Now let's listen to another seva dal, Mr. Prabhulal, speaking to us about his experience of being a part of Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam. So let's listen to him.
Sairam Prabhulal ji, aap hame bataiye, aap Rajasthan ke kis gaon aur kis jile se aaye hain?
Main Rajasthan mein Chintor jila hoon, Aish, Hartal gaon mein.
Ye aap pehli baar Hartal gaon se aap yahan Puttaparthi itna dur Andhra Pradesh pehli dafa aaye hain seva mein?
Pehli dafa aaye sab pehli to ye ochde hoon ye aave pehli Por Salma ka gaon 5-15 din aaya.
Achha.
Wan ke bhi sukh shanti hai. और अबल के बाण मां दो जना आया जो मन बहुत अटाने के बाद यो जावा को मन भी नहीं कर रहे हो कि मैं अठी रहना चाहूँ
इतना पसंद आया कि यही रहना चाहते हो
नहीं रहना चाहते
ऐसा क्यों राजस्थान में आपके गांव में भी तो हड़ताल में भी तो बड़ा मजा आता होगा उनका परिवार होगा भाई बंधु होंगे
भाई बंधु है सब ऐसा बनाते सब भगवान की लीला ऐसी है जो भारियों भारियों मारियो मन बहुत यही रहना चाहता जैसे प्रेम रहने गाँव में
अच्छा आपको आपने ये निर्णय क्यों लिया कि आप इस ग्रुप के साथ यहाँ पे आएंगे राजस्थान के सेवा दल के साथ पुट्टपर्ती आएंगे
नहीं जो पहले आर्य जाएंगे सब घर में सुख शांति है
अच्छा।
और वातावरण सब ठीक है उन हिसाब माफी आयासान माने भी अटे आया गेड़े जाने भगवान की बेकुंठी है
वैकुंठ कितना अच्छा लगा सुन के आपकी उम्र क्या होगी प्रभुलाल जी
60-61
ऐसी होगी अच्छा और यहाँ तो काफी परिश्रम करना पड़ता है मेहनत करनी पड़ती है सेवा में आपको कोई दिक्कत तो नहीं होती
कोई दिक्कत नहीं है सम्मान तो और काम फिर जानियों की ज्यादा बढ़ाओ तो फिर मान उचित काम करो
ओहो आप दोबारा आएंगे मुड़के अगले साल
हाँ सर
आप जब वापस जाएंगे अपने घर वालों को क्या बताएंगे
घर वालों को तो यही बताऊंगा सब सब जना चालना चाहो तो हो रहा कि एकदम बाबा का दर्शन तो करना ही चाहो अटा
मगर बाबा तो अभी शरीर में तो है नहीं महासमाधि हुई
तो पीछे वहां की भूमिका का तो दर्शन होगा नहीं
हाँ इसकी भूमि का दर्शन करना भी बहुत बड़ी बात है आप बाबा को कब से जानते हैं बाबा के बारे में
3-4 साल में जाना
कैसे पता चला आपके गांव में कोई एक्टिविटी होती थी
नहीं ये ओचड़ी हेती हूं आया नहीं जड़ी एक दान माँ के बच्ची पे आई और माँ के गांवों पे आया और जब भी अबल के मुंह जाऊंगा अबल के मुंह जाऊंगा जब मैं जाऊंगा अबल के आपा में चलना जी अनी मुंह भी आ जाए और अटे आऊ तो अत्रो आवनो लागो काम कि भगवान की बेकुंठी से
वैकुंठ है बिल्कुल और कुछ बताना चाहेंगे आप
क्यों तो यह तो धन्यवाद है और माँ के अशियो जो काम नहीं तो मैं तो आते ही रहेंगे सर धन्यवाद
बहुत अच्छा लगा आपसे जुड़ के बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद साई राम
साई राम
सो डियर लिसनर्स दैट वॉज मिस्टर प्रभुलाल अनदर सेवा दल फ्रॉम द इंडियन स्टेट ऑफ राजस्थान हु हैड कम हियर फॉर रेंडरिंग प्रशांति सेवा वेल दीज हम्बल एंड इनोसेंट सेवा दल्स हु कम फ्रॉम द नॉर्थ इंडियन स्टेट ऑफ इंडिया आर मोर फ्लुएंट इन हिंदी सो इन ऑर्डर टू कैप्चर द रियल फीलिंग्स दैट दे हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड Being a part of Prashanti Seva, we recorded this conversation in Hindi. So let me now briefly summarize what they spoke. So it seems Mr. Prabhulal, who has been coming for Prashanti Nilayam from past 3-4 years, is being a part of Prashanti Seva for the first time. Mr. Prabhulal, who is an elderly man of age 60, was much attracted to this place because he says it is full of peace and love and so is getting a feeling that he should stay permanently here at Prashanti Nilayam. He said that Prashanti Nilayam seems to be the Lord's abode Vaikuntham itself. So even though he is an elderly man, he doesn't feel any difficulty in doing seva here. Back home, it seems he will tell all his family members and friends to have Baba's darshan, to come to Prashanti Nilayam and to have Baba's darshan. He says that even though Swami is physically not here, having Swami's Mahasamadhi Darshan is equally rewarding. And Mr. Prabhulal further said that he wants to come to Prashanthi Nilayam for rendering Prashanthi Seva every year, year after year, till his last breath. So after Mr. Prabhulal, let's listen to one more Sevadal telling his experience of being a part of Prashanthi Seva. Yes.
Saira Mangilal ji, aap bhi pehli baar aa rahe hain, aap kahan se aaye hain Rajasthan mein?
Main Chittor jila se aur Nimara tehsil se.
Achha. Aur kaise aana hua, ye program kaise bana aapka?
Kishan Lal ji kheti wala hai. Bhi bola ka wala wala Hanuman ji hai.
Ji.
Ye wahan Tirupati wala ji.
Tirupati wala ji
haan. Haan. Jo wahan jayenge, wahan se bas ye baaki wahan हाथ आठ दंती और सेवा करनी पड़ेगा. तो मैं बोलियो भाई ऐसा योग है तो मुफी सालू जो पैसे मुफी आयो बटू और अटाया के सुख संपत्ति मिली.
अच्छा, सुख संपत्ति मिली. अभी तक अनुभव अच्छा ही रहा इस हिसाब से.
अच्छा है.
क्या ड्यूटी कर रहे हैं आप?
सपा खाना में जनानी में.
हाँ जी.
अपने टेम्पू है, मोटी सिकला है.
हाँ.
मनुष्य है.
हाँ.
वना कोई उनके साइट के लिए उबा है.
अच्छा, तो आप ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल कर रहे हैं.
हाँ.
हॉस्पिटल में, शफा खाना में, लेडीज साइड में,
चौराहे पर.
चौराहे पे. अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा.
चौराहे पर.
हाँ.
मनुष्य आवे, ये टेम्पो आवे,
सबको अपने
सबको आसन देवा बोले भैया जो आप ये उबर हो.
ट्रैफिक मैनेजमेंट कर रहे हैं आप जनरल हॉस्पिटल में.
हाँ.
क्या कभी पहले ये सब काम किया है?
नहीं किया होगा.
अभी कैसे अचानक कर पड़े?
भगवान योग बनाए, अच्छा लगा.
अच्छा.
हाँ, और बेटे बेटे भी हुआ भी है, जाने भगवान को मैं कुटी में बैठा हूँ.
कभी दोबारा मुड़ के आएंगे अगले साल?
आएंगे हुकुम,
आएंगे. हाँ. अच्छा, मुझे बताइए, आप यहाँ आए हैं और भगवान बाबा महासमाधि ले चुके हैं.
हाँ.
मगर आपको उनके बारे में आप क्या सोचते हैं, भगवान बाबा के बारे में?
भगवान ही समझते हैं.
वो कैसे?
वो यूं कैसे कि राम सही राम के विषय में ये प्रांत देखता आता अच्छा लगा.
अच्छा.
जो भगवान सही राम है, मैं कुटी सवारी घूम फिर के देखा, मैं कुटी ऐसी कभी मिली नहीं मेरे को भी. पहली बार आया, मेरे का मन ऐसा कर रहा है यही रहे.
ओ, मैं समझ सकती क्योंकि मैं यही रहती हूँ.
हाँ.
जब मेरा मन करा कि यही रह जाऊं, मैं रह ही गई क्योंकि इतना अच्छा वैकुंठ है ये.
हाँ.
बिल्कुल. अभी आप वापस जाएंगे, आपके परिवार वाले हैं घर में, गांव वाले हैं, उन सबको क्या बताएंगे प्रशांति नीलियम के बारे में?
भगवान की वे कुटी है, आप ही चलो देखने के लिए. अच्छा, वहाँ ड्यूटी कर दो आप ही. भगवान की कुटी में 10 दिन थी, आप ही वहाँ अच्छा विचार व्यक्त कर दो.
आपकी उम्र क्या होगी मांगीलाल जी?
60-65 साल.
60-65 साल की. अच्छा, और आप अपने गांव में क्या व्यवसाय करते हैं?
हम खेती बाड़ी.
अभी आप जब वापस जाएंगे अपने गांव में, तो ये जो आपने यहाँ सेवा में से सीखा और जो यहाँ इस आप बोल रहे हो कि ये वैकुंठ जैसा आपको अनुभव रहा यहाँ रहने का, ये सब लेके, ये अनुभव लेके आप वहां जाएंगे, वहां क्या करेंगे जो डिफरेंट नया होगा या अलग तरीके से क्या करेंगे आप वहां जाके?
जानेंगे वीम कुमार भाई, वहां गए भगवान के, भगवान के द्वारे ये अच्छा लगा. आप भी चलो, अच्छा लगेगा फिर देखने के लिए. और भगवान की वैकुंठी में आप ही पधारो.
और जो श्री सत्य साई सेवा संस्थान है राजस्थान की, वो भी वहां अलग अलग प्रांतों में, अलग अलग जिलों में काम करती है, तो क्या आप उनसे जुड़ेंगे यहां से जाके?
नहीं, जुड़ेंगे.
क्या उगाते हैं आप कह रहे हो आपका व्यवसाय है खेती बाड़ी, क्या उगाते हैं?
हमारे.
हाँ.
सोयाबीन, मक्की, मूंगफली और अरद.
अच्छा.
ज्वार, अपने सभी चीज प्रकार की.
हाँ, ऐसे. और इससे पहले जब आप यहाँ आए थे, उससे पहले कभी आप वहाँ पे राजस्थान की सेवा संस्थान से आप कभी जोड़ लगा था आपका?
नहीं लगा.
अभी जाके तो जरूर अवश्य काम करेंगे उनके साथ.
अब ज्वाइन करेंगे. पहले नहीं लगा तो फिर झूठ बोलने से क्या हो?
हाँ, बहुत अच्छा लगा आपसे जुड़ के मांगी लाल जी, हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। साई राम।
जय साई राम।
जय साई राम।
So dear listeners, that was another elderly Sevadal from the Indian state of Rajasthan expressing his humble feelings of being a Sevadal here at Prashanthi Nilayam. So as you heard, he told that he is always feeling Swami with him, and he says that Swami is always taking care of him. And he further said that Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram is so beautiful and he wants to settle here at Prashanthi Nilayam permanently. That was a feeling just like what Mr. Prabhulal said, that Prashanthi Nilayam is Lord's abode, Vaikuntham itself. So now, dear listeners, before concluding, let's listen to the Sevadal coordinator of the state of Rajasthan telling us about some of the service activities that they have been undertaking.
आप बता रहे थे जब मैं मंगीलाल जी से बात कर रही थी ओछड़ी गांव की, तो उस बारे में थोड़ा विस्तार से बताइए।
हाँ, ओछड़ी गांव SSVIP विलेज है हमारा
जी,
और SSVIP विलेज में सत्य साई सेवा समिति चित्तौड़गढ़ वहां जाती थी
जी।
तो वो गांव के लोग इतने अधिक प्रभावित हुए इस प्रोग्राम से कि उन्होंने खुद गांव वालों ने एक दूसरा गांव गोद ले लिया और वो सभी एक्टिविटीज वो गांव वाले खुद दूसरे गांव में करने लगे।
देखिए, जो बाबा ने कहा एक जोत से एक और जोत जलेगी और बस ऐसे ही हर किसी को फायदा पहुंचता रहे।
और इससे एक और बड़ा फायदा जो हुआ
जी
कि राजस्थान के गांव में ज्यादातर बीड़ी, सिगरेट और गुटखा और दारू का चलन बहुत ज्यादा था,
बहुत ज्यादा।
तो पूरा ओछड़ी गांव में भी इस चीज का इतना इफेक्ट हुआ है कि दारू वगैरह तो जो लोग भी एक बार यहां आ गए उन्होंने सबने छोड़ दी।
ओह।
और उसके छोड़ने से क्या है कि वहां की लेडीज स्पेशली बहुत सुखी हुई।
ओहो।
और लेडीज के सुखी होने से अभी हमारा जो सेवादल आता है यहाँ पे, ये ओछड़ी वाला जो गांव है हमारा 25% सेवादल ओछड़ी गांव देते हैं,
एक छोटे गांव में से। हाँ, क्योंकि वहां SSVIP का इतना प्रभाव हुआ है, ये तो कमाल की कहानी बात है। ये सोच के इंसान सोचते भगवान बाबा का जो मिशन है कितना डीप है, कहाँ कहाँ तक इसका असर पहुंचा है।
बिल्कुल। और लेडीज स्पेशली उस बात से
उनके
घर में शांति होगी, दारू छोड़ने से
लड़ाई झगड़ा सब रुक गया होगा। जब मर्द लोग दारू छोड़ दे। हाँ। तो घर में शांति आएगी, सुख शांति आनी है।
हाँ, लेडीज भी हमारे सेवा में बहुत आती है यहाँ से।
हाँ जी,
वो उन्होंने देखा ना ये सब कुछ, तो लेडीज भी बहुत अधिक आती
कि ये जो उनके साथ जो चमत्कार हुआ ये किस कारण हुआ और कहाँ इसका सोर्स है, तो वो देखने तो उनको आना ही था। आपका जो भिलवाड़ा में वाटर प्रोजेक्ट है, पानी का प्रोजेक्ट, उस बारे में थोड़ा बताइए हमें।
एक भिलवाड़ा से करीब 15 किलोमीटर दूर एक कालियाखेड़ी गांव है।
अच्छा।
तो वहां पर पानी में फ्लोराइड बहुत ज्यादा था,
जैसे यहां हमारे आंध्रा में है।
आंध्रा में। तो वहां के लोग एक बार हम हॉस्पिटल में जब सेवा करने जाते थे भिलवाड़ा में, तो वहां के एक आदमी को बिल्कुल रेंग कर चलते हुए देखा हमने।
सारी हड्डियां खराब हो गई थी।
हड्डियां खराब हो गई थी उसकी, तो रेंग कर चलते हुए देखा। तो हमने उससे पूछा भाई ये कौन से गांव के हो, तो उसने बताया कि हम कालियाखेड़ी गांव से। तो हम उसी टाइम जो है कालियाखेड़ी गांव गए और कालियाखेड़ी गांव जाके देखा हमने कि वहां और भी ऐसे कैसे कई केस मिले हमें। तो कई केस मिले तो हमें तुरंत आभास हो गया कि यहां पानी की कोई खराबी है। तो हमने पानी टेस्ट करवाया और पानी टेस्ट करवाने के बाद उसमें फ्लोराइड तत्व बहुत ज्यादा पाया। तो तुरंत ही हमने बॉम्बे के हमारे सत्य साई सेवा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बॉम्बे से कॉन्टेक्ट किया और उन्होंने एक सस्ता वाला जो है वाटर प्रोजेक्ट वहां पर इंस्टॉल करवाया। अनुज जी है, उन्होंने वो खुद आए थे अनुज जी, तो उन्होंने वहां पर वो वाटर प्रोजेक्ट इंस्टॉल कराया। तो वहां के लोगों का जीवन ऐसा हो गया कि सारे लोग बिल्कुल वो अब जो नई जनरेशन है वो पुरानी जनरेशन उनकी खराब हो चुकी थी।
हाँ।
तो नहीं तो नई जनरेशन भी बिल्कुल उसी तरह अपंग पैदा हो रही,
हड्डियां डिफॉर्म हो जाती,
अपंग पैदा हो रही थी।
बिल्कुल।
तो उस जनरेशन पर बहुत बड़ा इफेक्ट आया।
देखो एक अच्छे काम से कितने लोगों को फायदा पहुंचा, पूरा गांव।
और उसके बाद वो लोग इतने अधिक प्रभावित हुए कि उन्होंने हमारा ये जो निर्मल ग्राम वाला जो प्रोग्राम है 31वां लैटरिन भी बन चुकी है, लो कॉस्ट वाली
जी।
31 लेटरिंग्स भी वहां उन्होंने सबने अपनी कॉस्ट पे बनवाई सारे गांव वालों ने। तो ये भी वहां उस गांव में बहुत
पूरा परिवर्तन आ गया।
हाँ, जबकि वो केवल 60 गांव की बस्ती है, वहां पर 250-300 बेनिफिशरीज है, बहुत ज्यादा भी नहीं है।
हाँ।
लेकिन वो लोग बहुत ही वो कह रहे थे ऐसा पानी हमने जीवन में ही नहीं देखा जो पानी का स्वाद हमें मिल रहा है
फ्लोराइड के बगैर।
यस। तो वाटर प्लांट वहां काम चल रहा है।
कमाल है, बहुत ही अच्छी बात है। सुन के इतनी खुशी मिलती है कि सच में हम गांव गांव में जाके स्वामी के नाम से कितने अच्छे काम हो रहे हैं और कितने लोगों के जीवन में सुधार आ रहा है। धन्यवाद। सायराम।
सायराम।
सो डियर लिसनर्स, दैट कॉन्वर्सेशन वॉज विद द सेवादल कोऑर्डिनेटर ऑफ द स्टेट ऑफ राजस्थान एंड ही शेयर्ड विद अस the few of the activities that's happening in the state of Rajasthan. First, he's told about the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program in the village called Ochadi in Rajasthan. So the various activities were conducted in the village Ochadi, and the transformation that they saw in the villagers was that earlier the villagers were habituated to the evils of smoking and drinking, and after conducting the SSSVIP activities in this village, the villagers came to Swami's fold, that is, they came to know about Swami, and then they gave up the habit, bad habits of smoking and drinking. This has improved their financial position. Also, there is peace and happiness in their homes. Well, he said that the 25% of Sevadals who had come to Prashant Nilayam for this month, for the first fortnight of this month to render Prashanti Seva, were from this village Ochadi. After this, he also told about the water project in the village Bilwada in Rajasthan. It seems fluoride content was much above permissible levels in the water in this village, and many people were suffering from bone deformities in that village. With the help of Sai Organization of Mumbai, they set up a water purification plant, and now the new generation will be saved from the dreadful effects of fluoride. So these were the service activities that the Sevadal coordinator shared with us. In fact, dear listeners, till now what you heard, the different conversation in Hindi which Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi had with the few of the Sevadals from the Indian state of Rajasthan, where the conversation that in which they shared about their experience. Again, dear listeners, I am telling that the Sevadals who come from the North Indian state of India are more fluent in Hindi. So in order to get the real feelings from them, we recorded this conversation in the Indian language Hindi, and I had summarized what they spoke with us. I hope you have understood this and are heavily inspired by the experience that they shared with us. So dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 12:05 PM, and it's a beautiful afternoon here at Prashanti Nilayam. It's quite pleasant and cool, and as I said in the beginning, throughout the day it's almost cloudy here at ashram with few drizzles here and there. Well, there is no heavy downpour as yet. So this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu speaking to you live from Prashant Nilayam, the holy and humble hamlet, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, taking the segment further, I have got another 20 minutes to finish, and so I'll be playing for you an episode from our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai. And this episode will feature a seva activity that the Sevadals have been undertaking. So let's listen to this episode.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a salient revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism
responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features the heroic service rendered by Sai devotees in two instances when they doused the flames of grief with the downpour of Sai love and grace, thanks to the disaster management and emergency response teams of Sai volunteers.
The village of Levanjipuram in the Tirunelveli district of the state of Tamil Nadu is a tiny hamlet with 200 homes. Most of these units are huts with thatched roofs. On the night of January 24th, 2004, when the entire village was asleep, at around 1 a.m. in the night, suddenly one of the huts caught fire. As the roof of the hut was mostly dried palm leaves and other inflammable material, the fire soon spread to the adjacent roof and started burning other homes. As the heat of the fire grew, Muhammad Ibrahim, the owner of the hut, woke up with a start. He was terrified when he saw the scene in front of his eyes. Not only was his own hut and the family inside in danger, but the menacing flames of the fire had acquired such huge proportions that they threatened to burn down the entire row of houses and soon the entire village. Petrified and unable to control the flames on his own, he started shouting for help.
Luckily for Muhammad Ibrahim, his cries were heard by four young men, Jaipal, Velmurugan, Rajadurai, and Perumal, all of whom are Sai Sevadal volunteers who were trained in emergency response. Realizing the gravity of the situation, these four young Sai volunteers immediately swung into action. Thinking on their feet, they quickly pulled down the thatched roof of the burning house with fire hooks. This prevented the fire from spreading further, even though it devoured the roof completely.
Once the fire was under control, the four Sai Sevadal volunteers focused on saving the family trapped inside the still burning hut. With no thought of their own safety, they moved into the hut and were able to rescue not only the family but also their meager belongings. A relieved Ibrahim hugged his saviors and thanked them profusely for their absolutely selfless and timely help. The village panchayat also heaped praise on these brave men.
But the heroes of our story thanked their personal hero and role model, Bhagwan Baba, who had enabled them to be of service to the village. Since they were Sai Seva workers, they knew the importance of loving service and were grateful to Baba for giving them a chance to help someone. Baba says, quote, "Service is the highest spiritual discipline. Prayer and meditation or knowledge of scripture and Vedanta cannot help you reach the goal as quickly as service can. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss." Unquote. The four Sai Seva volunteers had imbibed this lesson very well.
Furthermore, they had acquired the courage and the skills to face dangerous situations as part of the nationwide disaster management training provided by the Satya Sai Seva organizations. The aim of this program is to create vibrant, fully trained, well motivated and equipped teams of Sai Youth members in each district of India. These teams are programmed to move into any disaster affected zone within 24 hours and render selfless service to the needy. This helps to mitigate the effect of such disasters in terms of human suffering. The four Sai Sevadal volunteers who helped Ibrahim felt blessed that they had received this training through their Sai Center and were prepared for emergency response in this critical situation. They also realized why it is so important for other young Sevadal members to also enroll for this training.
Barely a month after the mishap at Levanjipuram in rural Tamil Nadu, another fire tragedy struck the city of Nandyal in the state of Andhra Pradesh. On the 25th of February 2004, a colony of very poor people caught fire. Within minutes, all the 139 homes were gutted. Even before anyone could react, the entire colony was razed to the ground by the devastating fire. Overnight, 200 families were rendered homeless. Everything they owned was reduced to ashes. The only possessions they were left with were the clothes they were wearing. As if the grief and shock of losing all their belongings was not enough, they were deeply worried about their future too, because there was no way they could build their houses again. They had no idea where they would stay, who would give them shelter. They wondered whom to approach for help and if anybody at all would be willing to help them out of this terrible predicament.
The plight of the people of Nandyal was reported in the newspapers. Most people read about it, sympathized, and probably forgot about it. Most people, but not all. A few students of Bhagwan Baba's college in Prashanti Nilayam came to know of the tragedy that had struck these poor people, and they decided to do something about it. These students immediately swung into action. They contacted the local Satya Sai Samiti near Nandyal, and the very next day they completed a survey of the extent of the damage. After this exercise, they realized that the situation was so bad that immediate temporary relief had to be provided.
And so they decided to build temporary huts for each of the 250 families. In addition, they began to arrange for clothes, utensils, food, blankets and medicines for them. Although they had no idea how they would accomplish this with their own limited finances, the desire to help was so strong that they just knew that they had to do something. Their idea was to support the needy till they could start earning again and can take care of their needs by themselves. When their friends and families got to know of this noble plan, they too chipped in with all kinds of help, and soon, with Baba's grace, all the necessary things were procured and distributed to the helpless people.
While all these activities were being done, a letter was sent to Baba informing him of their plan of action to construct 250 huts. And the kind Lord responded by giving them not only his blessings, but also sending food and blankets for the victims.
Armed with the Lord's blessings, 6 students of Swami's Institute and 32 Satya Sai Sevadal volunteers returned from Puttaparthi and rushed to Nandyal. They were received and housed by the members of the local Sai Center, who were themselves keen to participate in this act of service. The next morning, They began the Herculean task of erecting around 250 huts. They went about their work tirelessly, and remarkably, by the evening, the village, which had been turned into a horrifying sight by the fire, had become a totally different place. All the temporary sheds were ready to everyone's great joy, and they were immediately allocated to the homeless families. Later, after the families had settled down in their huts, the group of Sai students and the Sevadul volunteers went to each hut and offered them rice, clothes, utensils, blankets, and also Swami's photograph and vibhuti.
Interestingly, one woman who received a photograph of Swami looked at it rather curiously and said, quote, "This man had come here last night. He actually raised his hands as if to bless and then walked away," unquote. Everyone was thrilled listening to her experience, though the Sai students were not really too surprised, for they knew their Swami was with them always and everywhere, and this was just a confirmation of their faith. They were very well aware that it was Baba who had doused the fires of grief of this unfortunate group of people. They knew that it was the shower of Baba's grace that had worked through them, doing their bit in rehabilitating the lives of the 250 plus families, was for them a God-sent opportunity, and they were just happy to be chosen instruments who were able to serve in the name of Sai.
Saram, dear listeners, so that was an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. So this episode is an audio documentary featuring a service activity. In fact, in our archives, there are many such audio documentaries on service activities that's happening everywhere around the world. You can download them from our website, radiosai.org. So this is the segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, dear listeners, rendering selfless service or seva is best described in Swami's words. Swami says, "Seva eppudu kastapadi cheyavattu, ishtapadi cheyali," meaning never render service as an exertion, but do it with liking. Seva should be done with a feeling of empathy and not superficial pity. So inspired by this, seva does everywhere. Wake up early on a Sunday morning, travel 50 to 100 kilometers in dust, and walk miles under the scorching sun to serve the people living in mountains or villages or slums. It is but to see the smile on the face of the beneficiaries at the end of the day. The smile is equivalent to the smile at the face of our Swami. So inspired by this, our humble endeavor in this segment, Service Love in Action, is to capture the various service activities done by the Swami's devotees and the students everywhere, and to get inspired by these activities and to be a worthy instrument in Bhagwan's divine mission. So with that, dear listeners, I have come to the end of my segment for today, that is Service Love in Action. Next week, next Thursday, again we'll meet, and I'll be featuring another service activity. So, placing this segment at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet, I'll be leaving by playing for you a bhajan sung by Brother Ajneesh. Jai Sai Ram. Karuna.
भगवान।